I'm reading now at verse 1, chapter 18 of 2 Kings. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. You notice whether a king is good or bad, his mother is always mentioned. If he's a bad king, she'll have to take part of the blame. If he's a good king, then she shares in the credit. It's amazing how the Word of God calls attention to the mothers of these kings. Now, verse 3, listen to this language. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Now, he was on a par with David. That's not all. Listen to this. Verse 4, he removed the high places. He broke the images and cut down the groves and broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made, for under those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Now, friends, this is quite a remarkable thing about this man, Hezekiah. He is a man that, as we shall see, will lead in a revival. We'll talk about his revival later on, however. But he was remarkable in many, many ways. But now our attention is called to something that maybe we had passed over. That brazen serpent that Moses put up in the wilderness. What happened to it? Well, they kept it. Naturally, it would be a tremendous memento. And it was put up in the temple. Now, the day came when the children of Israel began to worship it. They worshiped the brazen serpent. Instead of just looking to it in faith when they were smitten by the serpent and were saved, they forgot the meaning of it. It was pointing to Christ. Our Lord had said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, that was fulfilled in Christ. But these people now have turned the thing all around, and they have begun to worship this brazen serpent. It becomes actually a god to them. And I've been doing quite a bit of study of the seven churches over in the city of Pergamos. Pergamum, as it was called then, they worshiped the serpent over there. I'm going to be talking about that later on, but they worshiped a serpent. Well, the children of Israel are here worshiping a serpent, and they're burning incense to it, and they called it Nehushtan. Now, what did this man do? Well, he broke it in pieces. It's time to get rid of it. May I say, I think here a great spiritual lesson. There are certain organizations, there have been certain movements, there have been certain methods that God has used in the past and been wonderfully blessed. But the organization doesn't know when God's through with it, and it refuses to disband. I could name, which I'm not going to because I don't want to get in trouble, but I could name you a half a dozen organizations that I'm confident God raised up, and they served a great purpose. They accomplished a great deal, but they went to seed. Because of the fact that they were so wonderfully blessed of God, why, they had quite an organization, and there were quite a few jobs. Now, these men that are running these organizations, they just keep running the organization. No reason for it to exist other than it's perpetuating a job for these individuals. I can name several like that today. Actually, it's become Nehushtan. It's become a brazen serpent that at one time served a purpose and was mightily used to God, but the day came when God was through with it. And there are methods like that. I have been in churches where people have said to me, well, this is the way we've been doing it for 50 years. Well, my friend, if this is the way you've been doing it for 50 years, it's time to change that method, if you ask me, because, you know, there's no monotony with God. It's amazing today. Let me give you a little instance of this. Did you know that Paul never gave an invitation in a meeting and had people come forward? Never did. Apparently, Dwight L. Moody began that. And every evangelist thinks that he has to do that today. And I have seen it become actually a stumbling block. And I'm of the opinion that one of the things that's killed evangelism in our day, and it's been killed pretty well, yet there's some splendid evangelists around over this country today, is because of that invitation. God led Moody to do it, but he may not lead you to do it. The best converts that I ever had never came from a Sunday service, although when I was pastoring downtown Los Angeles, I don't think we ever missed a Sunday. Or what we didn't see converts. But friends, the best converts, those that were real, were those that were saved in the Bible study on Thursday night when no invitation was given. I can put my finger across this country today on over 100 people that were saved at that time. But you see, we didn't follow a method then. You can certainly begin worshiping a brazen serpent and call it Nehushtan. And I spend time with that because I think this is important to note today. Just because God used something in the past doesn't mean he's going to use the same method today. And thank God this man Hezekiah killed the serpent. And I'm of the opinion a great many of the long-faced saints really criticized Hezekiah. They said, boy, he's gotten rid of this marvelous, wonderful, brazen serpent. Thank God he broke it to pieces, friends. And if you've got a few little idols lying around your church or in your life, I would suggest you get rid of them. Some little method, some particular way of doing something. Maybe you ought to change it.